José Inés García Zárate, a Mexican national who fired the shot that killed Pleasanton native Kate Steinle on Pier 14 in 2015, was sentenced to time served on Monday, but that will not end his long journey through the American legal system. Citing García Zárate's history of mental illness and the harsh conditions of his confinement, U.S. District Court Judge Vince Chabria found that 7 years in state and federal incarceration was enough punishment for the two federal weapons offenses to which García Zárate pleaded guilty in March. Chabria's sentence, however, does not resolve charges that García Zárate must face in federal court in Western Texas for violating the terms of his supervised release after conviction for illegal reentry to the United States after deportation. Attorneys for García Zárate had hoped that some of the time served in San Francisco might be available to apply against time to be served in that proceeding, but that appears to be in jeopardy in light of Chabria's ruling. In any event, when the West Texas time is served, García Zárate will be deported back to Mexico. García Zárate's case has had plenty of twists and turns already. As widely reported, in 2015 García Zárate found a stolen semi-automatic weapon wrapped in a bundle of rags by the chair where he was sitting on Pier 14. Steinle, an Amador Valley High School alum who was living in San Francisco, was on the pier with her father and a family friend that fateful day when they walked past García Zárate. By the time she was 90 feet down the pier, a shot was fired from the weapon he was holding, striking her in the back and killing her. There were sharply divergent views of how the shooting happened. According to García Zárate's counsel, the gun discharged accidentally and Steinle's death was a tragic accident. Prosecutors did not agree and they charged García Zárate with first and second degree murder, manslaughter, assault with a semi-automatic weapon and a lesser weapons offense. García Zárate had been deported 5 times before the killing, and his case attracted national attention after Donald Trump used it to support his 2016 presidential campaign positions around immigration and the border wall. García Zárate was first tried in a state court proceeding initiated by San Francisco's district attorney. On November 30, 2017, García Zárate was acquitted on the homicide, manslaughter and assault charges, but convicted on the lesser offense of being a felon in possession of a firearm. He was then indicted by a federal grand jury in December 2017 on federal weapons charges. On appeal from the state law conviction, the State Court of Appeals reversed the conviction altogether. The federal proceedings on the weapons charges were not affected by the state court ruling and they went forward upon García Zárate's release from state court custody. However, in 2020, on the eve of trial in federal court, Chabria ordered that García Zárate be evaluated to determine whether he was suffering from a mental disease or defect rendering him mentally incompetent to the extent that he is unable to understand the nature and consequences of the proceedings against him or to assist properly in his defense. On October 19, 2020, following an evaluation by court-appointed psychiatrists, the judge determined García Zárate was not competent to stand trial. The doctors testified that García Zárate had schizophrenia. The judge said that based on his own observation, García Zárate's speech and responses to questions were frequently off-topic or nonsensical, and he demonstrated no understanding of the charges against him. The judge noted that García Zárate had indicated that he wanted to plead guilty, but the judge also found that he was not competent to make that decision, because he lacks sufficient mental capacity to waive his constitutional rights, make a reasoned choice among alternatives, and understand the nature and consequences of a guilty plea. The judge said that the doctors believed there was a possibility that García Zárate could improve if he was treated with antipsychotic medication. He then ordered that García Zárate receive that treatment. In June 2021, the Bureau of Prisons informed the judge that it had restored the defendant to competency. However, on re-arraignment in August 2021, the judge ordered a new competency evaluation because of new concerns about whether García Zárate was competent and also whether or not he was taking his medication. On February 16 of this year, the judge reported that after being restored to competency at the Bureau of Prisons facility, García Zárate had been transferred to Santa Rita Jail to be held pending trial. However, García Zárate was not given his medication at that facility and was subsequently determined by the doctors to no longer be competent. Garcia Zarate was then moved to Marin County Jail where he received his meds and was again restored to competency. In March, Chabria held a hearing to consider Garcia Zarate's stated desire to change his plea. At the hearing, Garcia Zarate pleaded guilty to the two weapons counts, leading to the sentencing Monday. The federal sentencing guidelines suggested a sentence of 41 to 51 months, far less than the 7 years that Garcia Zarate had already spent in state and federal confinement. However, the probation report recommended 120 months, a so-called upward departure, from the guidelines. Attorneys for Garcia Zarate argued, among other things, that the defendant was in an unstable condition when the killing occurred. After the shooting, he was found casually walking around and looking through garbage bins. According to the attorneys, Garcia Zarate was malnourished, wearing two extremely oversized pairs of jeans held on by a single shoelace, a pair of oversized shoes, one sock, an extremely oversized jacket, a hooded sweatshirt, and a t-shirt. The only other item he had on him, or anywhere else, was a small blue fragment of a broken lighter in his pocket. Chabria sentenced Garcia Zarate to a term of time served followed by a 3-year period of supervised release. Proceedings in federal court in West Texas and eventual deportation are expected to follow.